You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A bipartisan effort in 2005 implemented no-excuse absentee voting in Georgia. And in 19 years, there have been only 6 convictions of absentee voter fraud. Despite that tiny number, the state's election board had to fend off yet another attempt to end no-excuse absentee voting. A GOP-appointed member of the board proposed that the election board recommend ending the no-excuse provision to the Georgia Assembly. The Georgia Recorder reports Janice Johnston proposed allowing absentee voting only for the elderly, disabled, and active-duty military. But another Republican member and former legislator who supported the original 2005 no-excuse rule said there was no evidence of systemic fraud and no need to roll back the rule. The motion was defeated 3-2. In 2020, 1.3 million Georgia voters used absentee ballots out of the 5 million votes cast. After the 2020 election, one Georgia man was convicted of forging a signature on an absentee ballot, according to the Conservative Heritage Foundation. The Georgia Election Board referred another 35 people for other non-mail election violations with no convictions. 28 states allow no-excuse mail-in voting, distributing over 250 million ballots since 2000, and convictions of vote-by-mail fraud measure only in the dozens. We have articles and research linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.